Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
Hi, my name is Zach Davis, and I'm the director of a ministry called Unstoppable Media. Now, you might be saying, ministry and media, what does that mean? Well, our mission is to inspire people to Christ through songs and stories of hope. Well, here at Unstoppable Media, we want to help people stir up their expectation in God again. Believers to hook on to hope, the hope that is in Christ and the fact that eternal salvation is ours in Him. And one day I have good news for you. One day Jesus Himself will come back on a white horse and He's going to set everything right and He's going to make all things new. Would you join us on our mission of hope?
For more information on how you can support Unstoppable Media, please visit their website at unstoppablegmr.org.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to South Haven Business Beat. We're here with another episode. We're so glad that you're joining with us. We're here today with Zach Davis, and he is joining us for this episode to tell us about Unstoppable Media. We're going to get into your background. We're going to get into what Zach does and who he is, but we're going to begin here. What is Unstoppable Media?
I'm so glad you asked. First of all, thank you for letting me be on the program today. And we were just warning folks that we got two preachers sitting at the table today, so this could get interesting. But listen fast, everybody. So Unstoppable Media is a Christian organization, a nonprofit that produces songs and stories of hope. So we basically want to inspire people to Christ through those songs and stories of hope.
So tell me how Zach Davis, a financial advisor, came to Unstoppable Media as a ministry?
That's a great question. So for years, I've been in the business world. As a matter of fact, back in college, I felt the call to ministry. And believe it or not, everywhere that I went and whoever I asked for a job in ministry or a nonprofit, they said they weren't available. So when was the last time you heard of someone saying, hey, I'll work for free until you guys can pay me, which is literally what happened with one ministry. This is back when I was like 22, 20, 23 years old. And they said they literally didn't have a position for me. So I took that as a sign from the Lord that, hey, you know what? God has my dad in business and He has an opportunity for me. And I had a business degree. So I just went into business, into the finance world. And so for the last 20 plus years, I've been working in the business world. And most of the community here, they know me as Zach Davis. That's a financial advisor. But I've always had the heart for ministry. And I always knew that at some point, probably as an outgrowth of my business success, I would be able to help personally fund ministry work. And so for all these years, I've been on all kinds of boards, nonprofit boards. I was the chairman of the YMCA board here in the area for about 3 years. And so for the last 3 years, though, through a lot of events that I could go into if you want, God really directed my wife, Angie, and I to start Unstoppable Media.
So I imagine as you talk about that, one of the things that you probably have done through the years as a financial advisor is work to a degree as a financial advisor and to a degree in a ministry role of working with people on their plans, on life, on the, you know, what they're going to do with their estate. How do they think about the important details of the future? While at the same time working as an Edward Jones advisor, you know, in that role that involves money, but also involves people's lives. I imagine you probably weren't too divorced from that ministry mentality of how to help people. So tell me a little bit about how your background has really aided you in telling stories and connecting with people.
I love the way you teed that up. The way I look at life is it's all a ministry. And what I would tell people a lot is I try to pursue what we consider full-time ministry. And, focusing on that platform at church on Sunday, if I could just get on that platform, then that means I'm actually doing ministry. But actually, I've come to realize that all of our life is a ministry. No matter if you're a plumber or if you're working in the business world, that if you look at each client that you have or each house you go into, that this is my ministry, this is my impact that I can make. That actually is what's fueled me in the business world. And now, guess what? I get to do both. I get to do what we consider a full-time ministry job, where I'm preaching and I'm doing social media, I'm doing songs and all these things. But I never get away from the core that no matter what we do, whether it's inviting someone in our house or driving somebody that doesn't have a car someplace or helping to feed somebody just as we go, that's all ministry also.
You know, this concept that I think you're highlighting is one of, as Jesus would put it, shining the light of God. You know, when they see you, they see through you to him. And something that you said before we got started with the recording was that, you know, a lot of people have the mentality that if they're in ministry, they want to fade into the background. They don't want to be noticed. They want to be invisible. And you're not taking that approach. Why?
Well, number one, I think it's almost impossible if I'm present in a room to be invisible. God, I guess, gave me this big personality for a reason. And I've had to grapple with that, because my whole life, I tend to just gather attention no matter where I go. And there's a lot of people that may be listening and say, well, he shouldn't be like that as a minister of the gospel or whatever. But I can't help it, is what I've realized. Even my silence brings attention. There's just a natural pull that people are like, what is that going to say next? Or what's he going to do next? Or how is he going to look next? You know what I mean? And so I just decided to finally just embrace it rather than trying to push it away. And so I tell people, and all the people that work with Unstoppable Media, all of our artists, all of our musicians, all of our filmmakers, that we want to get as much attention as possible. Right. Because if we get the attention, we can capture it like a lightning rod and then beam it back to the Lord.
So as you think about that, one of the things that I'm sure you have encountered, I know I have in my media background, is that there are certain people who are the antithesis of that personality. They are very much the, I don't want to be in the limelight, and yet they're very talented. They're either very artistic, they're very talented. And so, you know, from my background in video production, we had guys who were editors who were just amazing. They just didn't want to ever show up in front of people. They wanted to do their work in the background, but they needed someone who could stand in the front, but also recognize them for their contribution. You know, so they appreciated the value they brought. They wanted to be recognized for the value they brought. They just didn't want to stand up on stage. You know, they didn't want to stand up in front of people. They didn't want the big spotlight shown on them. And so the ability for someone who is that large personality, but isn't interested in themselves. They are the big personality that is selfless, is a very Christian thing. For, you know, you look at someone like the Apostle Paul, you look at somebody like Peter, they're take charge, get in front, do the thing that needs to be done, but focus on the other people. And that is, you know, the opportunity to say, listen, I'm not doing this alone. This is just something that I'm doing, and all of these other people are doing with me, and we're doing for a reason.
Totally. And I think everybody needs to accept the way that God has created them while we all pursue Christ and sanctification, because it takes all of the body of Christ to reflect the image of God, not just one of us, right? So as much as we are straining and striving and wanting to become just like Jesus, and we need to have that focus, we're never going to be fully Jesus, right? Because he's Jesus. Well, and I tell people that are more introverted like that and more detail-oriented, and the ones that are way more animated and extroverted like me, even like me talking with my hands right now, is we all need to accept and be who God's created us to be. Because if we try to be someone else, and I've tried to do that, it doesn't work out good for anybody. No. And people can tell if you're being authentic or
Absolutely.
Not. And I think that's what they're drawn to. So that's what I would encourage everybody listening to do.
So as you are, you know, telling some people who may not have ever heard of Unstoppable Media, you know, one of the things that I think you mentioned is y'all have about 6,000 followers on Instagram. So how would somebody who's an Instagram user follow you or find you on Instagram?
Look for the green U. Okay. Type in Unstoppable Media. It ought to pop up pretty quickly, and you'll see it. It just, our logo's on there, the green U. And if you'll just follow us, what you'll have access to is you'll be able to find all of our artists. So we have Lauren Thomas and Julia Goff. I'm also a recording artist myself, Zach Davis. But you'll be able to get the stream and all the different things that we're updating people on. But we also do short film documentaries, and also teachings. Okay. You know, but we try to keep them short because, as you know, attention spans are actually getting shorter, not longer these days. And that's a challenge.
It is. The interesting piece about attention is that when you have someone's attention, you can do a lot of things with it. And what we find generally is social media wastes it. You know, they have attention. It's all about eyeballs and sales. And so what you're trying to present to someone is an opportunity for good thoughts, an opportunity for good stories, an opportunity to build yourself up. And so that's one of the reasons why someone would, you know, follow you on Instagram. What other platforms do you all utilize and leverage in on Unstoppable Media?
You can find us on YouTube. You can also find us on Facebook. That's another great place because, as you know, you're limited on Instagram and what you can say. Not so much say, but what you can type out and things. So our Facebook page, I believe, is even better than our Instagram account. But for some reason, people, you know, they follow us more on Instagram. Sure. So I'd say just find Unstoppable Media on Facebook. You know, we have an ocean of information today, and it can be overwhelming. And it's hard. All we're trying to do is just while you're going through the triviality, and there's a lot of triviality that's just, I call it brain dead, mind numb information. And then all of a sudden you're scrolling and an hour has gone by and you're like, what did I accomplish? Well, we're hoping nestled in there somewhere while you're scrolling that you'll find one of our songs, you'll find one of our stories, you'll find something positive to reflect on and hopefully point you toward Christ.
So as we take just a moment and thank our sponsors, one of the things that we want you to think about is, what do you give your attention to? We hope you'll take just a moment, give your attention to our sponsors. They're people who care about DeSoto County, they care about this community, and they care about what you are learning and knowing, and that's why they sponsor South Haven Business Beats. We'll be right back.
Our sponsor is Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Our sponsor is Pure Focus Media, where your vision meets our creativity. Our sponsor is the Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events.
Giving Tuesday, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, is a global movement that began right here in the United States. It's a day to shift from gratitude to action, giving back through your time, resources, or kindness to the causes like the South Haven Chamber Foundation, whose mission is to enrich South Haven's educational landscape by fostering growth among community members and business professionals. Its innovative Bridge Academy program combines career certification, mentorship, and leadership development to build a thriving, educated community. Together, we can make a difference in our neighborhoods, across the country, and around the world. This Giving Tuesday, consider donating to the South Haven Chamber Foundation, bridging business, education, and community.
Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Cosworth.
Welcome back. Thank you for spending some time with our sponsors. And we're continuing this conversation with Zach. Zach, as we look at all the things that you're involved in, are you leaving the business world?
No, never. As a matter of fact, we were laughing beforehand, right? There would be no Unstoppable Media if there wasn't, you know, for my business and all the things I'm doing in that world. So I'm laser focused on what my primary calling is to be a godly businessman. But outside of that, I feel like what's limiting us except what's between our two ears, right? And I have all these other things, music and messages and films and things. I want to do all of that too. And I'm just very thankful that my job allows me to be able to self-fund a lot of those things. But you know what the neat thing is? More and more people are coming around us and beside us to help support the ministry of Unstoppable Media.
So something that's interesting, and I think we both of us sitting at this table can relate to this, but I want to hear your disposition on it. Sometimes people come into adulthood and they go, I really want to be involved in ministry. And yet there's not really a place where they don't find a niche. And so they go into the business world. Talk to me about your experience focusing on business, but not neglecting the ministry side of of life, and then being able to come back to that as a greater focus, but where you've been able to leverage the time, the energy, and the focus on business to actually fund the work that you're doing. Tell me about your perspective in that.
There's a lot there. I will say, number one, we tend to put in our brains based on what we see. And so we visualize what ministry should look like, right? And I did that a lot, especially when I was younger. But over time, by volunteering at my church, volunteering at the charities we support, I also realized as my business grew, the impact that my wife and I could make financially on these ministries. And like you just alluded to, it takes so much pressure off the vision God's given me for Unstoppable Media, since my wife and I are the primary people that fund it. Now, I believe long-term, we won't be. I believe people will come around alongside of us. But think of the lack of pressure or the reduced pressure we have to just create the content and do the things that we're doing without having to worry about the financial side.
Sure.
And there's always a budget. And as you know, Aaron, better than most, it's expensive to do media.
Absolutely.
It just is.
Absolutely is.
So we have to really use good budgetary principles for it. But I would encourage everybody is think outside of the normal Sunday morning service for what ministry is. And if it is Sunday morning service, what can you do in your local church to help move the needle to make it a little bit better each Sunday? That's what I would say.
So you when you go into even the text of scripture, you see examples. I love Acts chapter 6 because as the apostles are looking to solve this problem with the widows, this is a daily need. This is something that needs somebody's attention. And they tell the church, you need to find people who are full of the Holy Spirit. You need to find people who are already spiritually minded and give them this task. Because it's not appropriate that those who are leading and serving and ministering already in word and in prayer take their time away in order to feed widows. But this is not neglecting at all the value of this that needs to be done. And so you find here, they find individuals who are able to do this. But that opportunity to volunteer in that area suddenly balloons into, here you have Stephen going out and preaching in Samaria. Here you have Philip going and preaching to the eunuch. You know, you have all of these opportunities that come as a result of them saying yes to helping in one small area. And it's always important to me to remind people, just because your paycheck doesn't come from ministry doesn't mean that you're not a minister. And so when you make a decision to make it an important part of your life, you now have expressed the willingness to sacrifice some of your time, but that's what we're all, you know, most constrained on. Let's face it, the world's not lacking dollars, it's lacking hours. And so ministry is quite often an opportunity to, if you're young and you're looking at, well, do I really want to go into the business world? My heart's really set on ministry. Those are not diametrically opposed. Those are two different paths to volunteer, to serve, to sacrifice for others. And yes, you may not be able to spend 100% of your time, but you may be able to actually be more impactful and more effective ministering from a business perspective than from a full-time ministry perspective.
I agree completely. And I want to bring out a unique point. We tend to look at the institution that we call church as the church. But as you know, Aaron, being a minister yourself, that the church is an organic, it's a living organism, and it's people, it's a community. The building is just where we have the privilege of meeting, right? And the building actually has staff, it has, in a sense, a CEO. It's a nonprofit, right? But the church that resides inside of there, it's the people. And so most people, what they need to do is frankly just be a good husband or wife at home with their children, and maybe they could invite some others in there too and crack open a Bible together. I think that's where we most of the time need to start before we think about any of these other things.
Absolutely. Now, I want to segue from that into, how do you inspire young or younger artists to focus on an area of reaching people and telling stories that is not going to be necessarily as profitable as a consumer art focused or a pop culture focus. Tell me a little bit about your experiences working with artists.
Well, so artistic people are emotional by nature, right? and they also don't like to be told what to do. And guess what? I'm an artist also, so I understand those emotions. But here in my mid-40s, I've had life to live. And so Angie and I want to create at Unstoppable Media a safe environment. And look, if you're going to work with artistic people, and I think every lead pastor out there understands from their worship team and their worship team members that they're going to be a little all over the place sometime. They're going to be pretty emotional at times. They're going to get their feelings hurt. And the thing is, though, if we can all be corporately unified in what the mission is that we're trying to do, and an Unstoppable Media is just to provide hope. That's what we're going to do. And one word is hope. We're going to bring hope. And that's how we kind of handle it with the young folks. And what I've found is vision brings you something, but budgets cost you something.
Right.
And now it doesn't mean that you have to have one over the other. It just means that you can't have one without the other. And so I believe that our vision is drawing all these young people, because they're all in, most of them are in their 20s. That are working with us. And I actually see that as a sign of a healthy ministry, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things you just highlighted is stories, which is part of your platform. Stories and vision give direction. Budgets will constrain how fast you get to a destination, but they don't dictate direction. And so when you open up for artists, when you open up for talented people a direction that they can follow, that they can proceed, they're willing to walk, and then budgets are just going to tell you how fast can we go. But a lot of things in life are built because somebody set a direction and said, we're going to keep pursuing the direction no matter how long it takes us to get there. And that is one of those opportunities for people to come along beside nonprofits and say, listen, let me accelerate your speed because your direction's already in line with what I want to see done. And that's where people in the business community, people in other organizations can come in and help that. One of the things that you actually do is actually help other nonprofits through events. Tell me about some of the events you've done and how you've been able to help other nonprofits in a way of giving back and continuing to work through Unstoppable Media.
Yeah, so I have a real heart because I'm not trying to make money off of this. If we make any money, it just goes right back into the content we're producing. We'll just have more of it or more artists on our record label and so forth. But I want to do these events, and a lot of them are called Nights of Hope. And what is kind of organically just kind of happened is they've turned into a concert with a mini sermon in the middle, and then we highlight another nonprofit in the community. Recently, we did that at Church of the Harvest, my local church, and what we did is we raised money at the concert for the DeSoto County Dream Center. And now I'm having other nonprofits calling us, possibly using our team or working with our team to help bring attention again, right, so that they can highlight what they're doing in the community. And I got to tell you, I'm perfectly happy with that.
Right, right. So it's a way, again, to utilize the attention, but not to shine all the perspective on yourself, but rather on another good work that's going on.
Yeah, because they're the ones that are in the trenches. Mm-hmm. You know, people look at what we're doing, and it's the flashy thing, it's the fun thing, and of course it's hard work, but we want to bring attention to the right things, and that's a great example of it.
So, Zach, as we round out this interview, what's something that is a story from Unstoppable Media that you would like others to connect to?
If you go to our website, Unstoppable GMR, Global Ministries and Relief, unstoppablegmr.org, you will find me and Angie's story about how Angie was barren and couldn't have children. And we have the 25-minute version. We have the 2-minute version of that. But what I want to leave with everybody is we had a miracle documented. Angie and I could not have kids for 5 years. And then we had a couple challenge us to pray and fast for 21 days, a Daniel fast. And what we did is we set up the final meal that we were going to celebrate, whether she was pregnant or not, that one day God, in faith, we would have children. And would you believe, Aaron, that on day 19 of that 21 days of prayer and fasting, we found out Angie was pregnant. And so I would encourage everybody to go to our website. They can find all of our music, all of our content, and that special story. And we'll have more stories of hope like that coming out very soon.
So one last question as we close. What What has the South Haven Chamber meant to your business and also to Unstoppable Media?
I feel like they're my friends. You know, Debbie and I have known each other, I guess, at least 12 years. And it's been such a safe environment. And what I tell them is, out of all the organizations in this area, they are one of the best of creating a nurturing environment for both young and more seasoned, we'll say, business professionals. And I couldn't think of being part of this community without being part of the Chamber of Commerce.
They have a great impact. They have a great way of working with people, accelerating their vision, connecting people. And I love how you highlighted that idea of nurturing. You know, that's really what the Chamber's been very effective at doing. And I've seen it in my business. I think others have as well. So Zach, thank you for joining us. Thank you for stopping in again for South Haven Business Beat. We hope that you have been encouraged, enlightened, educated, and that perhaps you're seeing just a little bit more of what the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, the South Haven Chamber Foundation is doing in this community, but also the great works, the great efforts that are going on within the community you may not even be aware are going on. So we love the people who reinvest in DeSoto County, in South Haven, and in this region as a whole. We hope that you'll stop in again next week for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozort, Wisdom Integrators. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us. info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.